I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach. I had to think for a second about what I was. I actually do multiple podcasts at times, and this is the one I'm using to focus specifically on my annuity agents and how I can help our industry get better and better. And man, I love what I get to do. As you know, these podcasts are all free. These are something that I just want to share, and they use the old term pay it forward. I love getting to do that. I get so many testimonials from people that are listening to the podcast. And actually, a lot of times the podcast actually turns into somebody signing up for the Pro or the Pro Plus or the Inner Circle. I actually just picked up another Inner Circle person. And already in 3 days, we've helped close. I've helped close a big deal for her where I'm trying to help her confidence get up. Because quite frankly, this person does very well. They just need to understand they do very well. And I love getting to bring that out in the gold in people. Because once again, life can knock you silly at times. And I'll tell you, there have been year after year where I've had some very challenging circumstances. And then all of a sudden, I can't pull myself out of it. I don't have the strength to. But the people that are around me get to help pull me up and hold me up at times. I think about, you know, I've seen a lot of war movies and you have soldiers, one gets hurt and then you see two guys put the arm around each guy and then they help carry the other guy out. And it's just incredible to watch this because you know this happens. And then on one hand, they're still shooting their gun as they're carrying out this guy. And you say, well, that's a movie. No, it's a principle. It's not just a movie. It's a principle. It's we have things in life that hit us so hard that we ourselves can't do this. This is why it's so important to surround yourself with others. This is the main reason I created the Academy, is because nobody, you know, you got your IMOs, your BJAs, God bless them. They just cannot do sales training the way someone in the field actively running appointments just like you can do the training. They can't say, well, hey, you know what? I just had $1 million week, which I did. I just had another $1 million week, which just put me over $11 million for the year. And so I'm sure by that point, I'm gonna be able to run into someone that goes, you know what? I've had 2 months without a deal. Okay, great. Let me help you. Where are you right now? What's your mindset? What are you doing to study? How are you continuing to improve who you are and what you're doing? And even when I have challenging situations where I haven't written deal for a month or 2 months, and it's been a long time since it's been that way, but I just had recently where I went 2 weeks without a deal, and it was after having quite a few leads, but I had to build the pipeline back. I was actually gone for 3 weeks and it took me some time to build the pipeline back up. But that being said, I was able to go back to the basics. I just started reviewing the basics of annuities, and you'll hear me say that time and time again. But you know, the last podcast I talked about the value of the lead versus the cost of lead, or I think I actually named the title the cost of lead versus the value of the lead. And basically I was talking about how the cost of a lead can be what it actually costs you to do it. Now, cost can also be based off of what it does financially, but it can also be what it does emotionally. The cost can be many things. But when I'm looking at the cost of something, obviously there's consequences to everything we do. There's good and bad consequences to everything we do. Every word we speak, everything we do, every part of our life has consequences. And I think about somebody who says, well, I'm not influencing anybody. You don't have to say anything to influence anybody. You're being watched all the time, especially if you have kids. But if you have friends, you have family, they're always watching you and they're seeing what's going on and they're seeing how you respond or react to certain situations. So when I'm talking about the cost and the value of the lead, another thing I'd recommend when you're looking at value of lead is, what can a lead create? Okay, so now just as a balancing statement, I'm just going to say this from the very beginning. The number one purpose of all my leads is to help my client get in a better situation than what they were. Now, there's consequences to doing that. Very good. Because if you're doing that to find out you're truly in your heart that you can help people live better, stress free, you're going to get more annuity sales. So annuity sales in general, and this is, I was at a conference and I wish I could remember where this was, but it was a very large conference. And they said, if you write over $1 million a year in annuities, you're in the top 5% of all annuity agents in the United States. If you write over $3 million a year in annuities, you're in the top 1% of all agents in the entire United States. And that sounds, it doesn't sound like that much because you say 3 million, top 1%. Well, I know a lot of people that call themselves realtors but never sell a home. I know a lot of people that call them retirement agents or life insurance agents, but they only sell one or two policies a month. And that doesn't make you an annuity agent or a life insurance agent. What makes you one of those is someone who's successful and knowledgeable in what they do. So I start to think about my knowledge and expertise can help people with this, basically to live a lifestyle of safety and security. It can guarantee income they can never outlive. If they don't need income, which is very rare, because once you meet with someone, they say they don't need income. A lot of times you'll find out that they didn't account for if one of them passes away, they lose the lower of the two social securities. If one of them passes away, they may not have a pension left. There's a lot of times I go to an appointment where somebody says they don't need income, and then we assess their situation through a fact finder. Then we go, whoa, if one of you pass away, you guys are in deep trouble from an income standpoint. This is where the annuity will help provide that missing income. But so now I figured out, okay, I'm helping my clients provide a situation they could never dream of with safety and security. A client I just met with last week, she had no hope she could actually retire because she's heard you have to have $1 million to $2 million in retirement funds. And it turns out, no, her situation actually with $350,000 with her Social Security was more than enough income to live off of because she didn't have any debt. She didn't own anything on cars. She had plenty of emergency funds and savings. And I was able to help her provide this peace of mind where she got a little teary-eyed and she goes, I just didn't think this was possible. But so we talk about $1 million a year, you're in the top top 5% of all annuity agents, $3 million a year, you're in the top 1%. If you sell $1 million a year in annuities, and let's say it's an average 6% compensation, that's why it drives me nuts when somebody says people make 9, 10, 11, 12, 14% on commission and annuities, they're out of their mind. I don't know of annuities that do that. And I know it's just these guys making up lies to trying to make it seem like your only purpose is you're trying to get your commission. And we know that's not the case. But let's say you average 6%, you write $1 million a year. That's $60,000 a year. When you add your lead expenses, your taxes, that is not enough to live off of. $2 million a year, you should be able to pay your bills if you live a modest lifestyle because that's $120,000. And once you have your taxes taken out, once you have your lead expenses, all your other costs, you know, you can pull in enough to basically pay bills. If you write $5 million a year, now you're creating somewhat of a lifestyle. You're creating, hey, I get to take some vacations. I get to have some time off. You write 10 to 15 million a year, you're now creating a legacy. I do not operate on a budget. Now, that does not mean I spend what I want when I want. As you guys know, I'm a Christian. I believe very specifically in what the Bible tells me to do, and that's my guidelines. And so I just ask God, hey, is it okay for me to get this? Is it okay for me not? You know, what? Basically, I just ask. I have accountability for every dollar I spend, just like I have accountability for every minute I'm alive. I want to make sure I'm being worthy and honorable with what God has given me. But by writing 15 to 20 million a year, and this year, once again, I think I'm going to pass 25, 30 million. I'm hoping 30 million is kind of my dream number right there. But if I write 15 or 20 million in annuities, which I have for many, many years, I'm able to take 12 to 14 weeks off a year. What does that do? That means I can go do my educational training, the places I go to get trained and learn more and become a better person. I'm able to take vacations with my family. We try and take 2 vacations a year with our entire family, and I'm able to pay for it. I'm able to enjoy my legacy now, not when I'm dead, everything passes on, which I'm going to be able to provide for that too. I'm going to be able to have money that passes on to my kids when I die. But I'm also able to take my wife out about every month to month and a half. My wife and I, just me and her, get away and we just go do something. Why? Because she sacrifices so much and has over the years. She's always been a stay-at-home mom. That's her dream. That's what she's always wanted to do. So since she's before a teenager, she said her dream was always to be a stay-at-home mom. And so she's gotten to do that. But man, the hours that I was out there when I was working retail, especially during holiday time, she was sacrificing so much. And I never want to get the point where I have all this money, I get to do all these things, but my relationships are in shambles. I don't want to do that. I'm not sacrificing my success on the altar of the family. So when I look at what the wealth it creates, and it's very important that we understand how we word things. Riches and wealth are 2 different things. To me, riches is all about what I have. What's mine, mine, mine. Wealth is what I can give. Wealth is a lifestyle. Wealth is a mindset. You know, you can never fix poverty by throwing money at it. You have to help the people change their mindset, help them believe they can do more than what they think they can, help them believe they can get out of the current environment they're in. And then all of a sudden they turn into this machine where they're like, constantly succeeding and getting out of challenging environments. Why? Because you're helping them understand their value. And that's true wealth, is when you can understand the value of who you are and what you can give to others. But it could also be sitting there in the same conversation as my wife, being a stay-at-home mom. Having a mansion is not near the value or as important as having a home. You know, having a mansion is just, okay, you got this big possession. But having a home is where you can come home and you feel comfortable. You feel at peace. You feel it's a place you can rest. You can get away. That's the difference between riches and wealth, a mansion versus a home. I don't want a mansion. I don't care what size my house is. The number one thing I want that to be is a place of refuge. I want it to be a home. I want it to be where people feel comfortable. And once again, I tie always back into wealth is that we get to take our knowledge and our expertise and we get to help people live a wealthy lifestyle. Once again, it's not about, hey, this guy is a million. This guy is $5 million. This guy is $20 million. I remember a time I met with a client and he had $20 million in all of his funds and I did not help him. Why didn't I help him? He still required $2 million a year to live off of. He was 72 years old. He had a wife that was 55. They still had 5 kids at home. And he basically leaned over because I was saying, if you're spending $2 million a year, he's thinking he's going to live for 10 years. So he's going to live for 10 years and die, which we all know. Nobody can guarantee that. That's why he picked $2 million. He goes, I have $20 million. I can spend $2 million a year and then I'll die with nothing. And I kept saying, well, what about, you know, your family? What about your kids? I mean, you don't have any life insurance. You don't have anything here. You still owe plenty of money on your home. You owe money on a jet. And he goes, you know what? He leaned over and quietly said, I don't really care what happens to anybody when I die. And I was like, I got up. I said, I'm sorry. I'm not helping you. Now, I know I probably could have helped them. I could have put him in a product that allowed 10% penalty free withdrawals for 10 years. And I probably could have gotten a really good deal out of it. But I knew inside, it made me sick that this plan for the guy was to die 10 years. And who knows what he was thinking? Okay, fine. I'm going to live for 10 years and I'm going to kill myself. I don't know what it is, but his only intention was me, me, me. What works for me? What's good for me? What can I benefit from? And I just like, I don't want to be a part of helping someone like that. I want to make sure that I'm helping someone not in a rich environment, but a wealthy environment. And if you think about it, when we are truly helping our clients, if you're truly doing what's best for your client, it's not about how much money you make from the deal. If you walk away counting your commission, that's a bad place to be, in my opinion. I don't think that's a good idea. I think when you walk away, you look at, did I help that person's situation? Did I make them feel more comfortable, more at ease? Did I give them a peace of mind? Now, obviously, and I'm going to, once again, I do a lot of balancing statements. They have to have the money available to do that. If they don't, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't make money appear out of nowhere. But if you can, the other will naturally come. So every time I go into that appointment, I'm always thinking about, how can I make this person's situation better? What can I do to make their life better and more peaceful? And the sales naturally come in because the client's going, this guy doesn't look at me as a commission check. This guy looks at me as someone that, can I help them? And most of the time, I had a case this last week that it is the most challenging case I've ran into for probably 5-10 years. It is a very challenging because, once again, it's a life insurance policy with a surrender value, and the premium is so high that if they pay for 4 more years, the policy is going to lapse. They can't pay for 4 more years. So it's a really challenging situation. But my number one goal is to help them live a life, a wealthy life, where they can enjoy what they've worked so hard for. You. And when we do that, we ourselves are going to live a life of wealth. It's not about the commission. Yes, that's a nice side benefit. But the number one thing is, did we make that person's life better after we left through our expertise and our knowledge? So that's, once again, guys, that's where RR Agents Academy comes into play. Sign up, become a pro or pro plus member. And people do ask me, which one should I sign up for? Hey, if you're brand new to the industry, the pro. If you've been in this industry for any time at all, it's absolutely pro plus. And if you're a $3 to $4 or $5 million producer and you want to get to the 10 million, that's your inner circle. So guys, I appreciate your time. You have a great day. Happy selling. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.